Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be finishing up Parak Beis of Maseches Kilayim with Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And we're going to begin Parak Gimel with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph is going to be discussing a variety of cases where you have crops that look like they're mixed, they look like they're together, they might be Kilayim, but in reality, they're not mixed. In reality, they're not being planted together, and therefore the Isser of Kilayim does not apply to them. Says the Mishnah, Tevua nota al gabi tevua. You have one type of grain that's leaning over on another type of grain. Again, they're not being planted together. There's no iser of kilayim when it comes to them. But there's this appearance, again, this maris ayin issue potentially, where it looks like it's a little bit questionable, where you have this grain leaning on another type of grain. V'yarok al gabi yarok, or you have one type of vegetable leaning on another type of vegetable. Or tevua al gabi yarok, or you have one type of grain leaning on no type of vegetable, or yarok al gabi tevua, or a vegetable leaning on a type of grain. Says the Mishnah, hakol mutter, all of this is 100% permissible. Chutz midelas yevanis, except for the Greek gourd, as the Bartanura explains, that delas yevanis, the Greek gourd, is problematic, is not allowed to be leaning on anything, because the leaves of this plant tend to become entangled with that which it's leaning on, and therefore it really looks like it's mixed up. It really looks like it's being planted together, and therefore that would not be allowed. But generally speaking, you have one type of grain or one type of vegetable, or a grain and a vegetable leaning on one another, then it's fine, provided that certainly there's no intention to plant them together. Finishes off the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Af hakishus upol hamitzri. Says Rabbi Meir, that a cucumber or this polmitri, this like Egyptian bean, these two different types of crops, those, says Rabbi Meir, might also be included in this category of the delas, yevanos, of the Egyptian gourd, of the Greek gourd, rather, where their legs tend to become tangled with other things, and therefore, according to that opinion, they would not be allowed to lean on anything. However, finishes off the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, V'roa ani es devrehen midivarai. But I happen to agree, says Rabbi Meir, with the first opinion, who holds no, that the only exception is the Greek gourd. There you can't have it leaning on anything, but this cucumber or the Egyptian bean, those are fine. And even though I'm quoting the opinion of some of my Rebbeim, that's not to what I really believe, and therefore we hold like that opinion, that generally speaking, you can have different crops leaning on one another, provided that they're not being planted together, except for the Greek gourd, which certainly becomes entangled, and therefore looks like it's being mixed up, like kilayim. Okay, now we're going to begin with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, as we discuss how to plant these small quantities, small amounts of vegetables in these little garden patches. We're not dealing with huge fields like we were dealing with in the past. We're talking about someone has a little garden outside their house, how to plant different types of vegetables, right? A lot of times you want different types of vegetables in your garden. How do you do that without coming across any issues of kilayim? Says the Mishnah, Aruga shehi shisha tfachim al shisha tfachim. A person has a little garden patch that's in his house or in his backyard, and it's 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim, so not so large. Says the Mishnah, Zorim besocha chamisha zeronim, that a person can plant within that little garden patch 5 seeds. 5 different types of plants. Why? How? Arba'a ba'arba ruchos ha'aruga v'echad ba'emza. Says the Mishnah, how do you plant these different types of vegetables in the garden patch? You have 4, one of them in each direction, so the north, south, east, and west, 4 directions. You could have in each direction, you can have 1 type of vegetable, and then v'echad be'emtza, and then you can have 1 in the middle. 4 plus 1 equals 5, and that's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, that you can have 5 different types of vegetables in these patches. Continues the Mishnah, Hayula gavul gavoha tefach. But, says the Mishnah, if, let's say, the border of the garden patch is elevated, is uplifted 1 tefach, then zorin besocha shlosha asar. Then you can technically plant 13 different types of vegetables. Shlosha al kol gavul ugavul. The echad b'emtza. You could plant 3 different vegetables on each border. Again, it's an uplifted platform by each border. So by each border, instead of one, you can now plant three different types. And how many borders? There are four. So 3 times 4 is 12. So there you get 12 different types of vegetables, plus the echad be'emtza, plus you can plant one in the middle. So if you have just a regular garden patch, then you can plant five, one in each direction and one in the middle. But if you have an uplifted, elevated platform around it, then you can plant 13, three by each direction, and then one in the middle. Continues the Mishnah. Lo yitar rosh halefes. However, you cannot plant the head of a turnip, besoch hagvul, on the border, while we allow these three different types of vegetables by the border. Says the Mishnah, it can't be the head of a turnip. Why not? Mipnei shehu mimalehu, because the head of a turnip tends to spread out and fill up a lot of space. And therefore, if we're going to try to have three different vegetables on the border, then it's going to look like kilayim. It's all mixed together, which certainly is not allowed. It's the appearance of kilayim, and that would be prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, as we finish off the Mishnah, shisha ba'emtza. So while the Tanakhama said that in a case where you would just have this garden patch, you're allowed to have five in the middle, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that you're allowed to even have six in the middle. And now, while Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama that when you have this elevated border surrounding your garden, that you're allowed to have 12 different types of vegetables. You have three on each border. Again, there are four borders, three on each border. That's a total of 12 different type of vegetables being planted on the border. Rabbi Yehuda adds that you're also allowed to have six in the middle. Not simply one in the middle, but six in the middle. So if you have six in the middle, and plus the 12 of the border, that would create a total of 18, potentially 18 different types of vegetables that are being planted in this garden. A little bit of machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama regarding what to do in this case of the elevated border. Quick review, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Aleph discuss various cases where you have grain leaning on grain or vegetables on vegetables, grain on vegetables, and so on and so forth. And the Mishnah said that it's all totally permissible. It's all allowed because, again, they're certainly not being planted together. There's certainly no intention, and they're leaning on each other, and that's fine. However, there is this Greek gourd where it becomes entangled in everything, and therefore that would not be allowed because that's going to look like a case of kilayim. Meir suggested perhaps there are two other examples, but even those two examples of things that are exceptions, he doesn't hold of. And generally speaking, we're allowed to have these various crops leaning on one another. Then Perek Gimel discussed the case of this aruga of the garden patch, where we have a 6x6 area, and you're allowed to machlokas a little bit between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, but generally speaking, we assume that you're allowed to have five. If it's just a regular garden patch, you can have five different types of vegetables within it, one on each border, according to the Tanakama. But then the question is, what if you have an elevated border where a tefach surrounding the garden patch is uplifted, is elevated, has a platform? And in that case, we said, according to the Tanakhama, you're allowed to have 13. You can have 13 different types of vegetables. You can have three on each border and then one in the middle. Three on each border makes a total of 12, plus one in the middle would be 13 different types of species of vegetables, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, no, that you're allowed to have 18. You can have 12 on each border, but instead of having one in the middle, you're allowed to have six different types of species of crops, of vegetables, in the middle. Have a great day.